Yo, it's the real deal. O'Neal's on the mic. A dad and his kid, and we say what we like. From the Detroit burbs, yeah, we cover that map. Dropping all things good in a flat rim cap. Pop talk, gang talk, my body too. With the Motor City rhythm and the hometown crew. So if you're feeling the vibe, go ahead, press play. It's all things good every week, no delay.
Welcome back. It's another great episode of The Real Deal O'Neal's All Things Good. I am your host, Aiden O'Neal, and I'm always joined by...
Yeah, your dad, Stu, and this is episode number 12, so we are ensconced in double digits now. How's it feel?
Feels great, and we're the 12th man at this point.
Mm-hmm. As they say, yeah. No, it does feel good. It does feel good, and we are firmly... ensconced into fall too, as we see, as it's God, it's not even 8 o'clock and it's dark outside. I don't like that. But
what time is it right now?
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes to 8.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, it's dark. But anyway, that's all right. That's all right. We're gonna embrace the fall. So how's the weekend been? It's Sunday right now. Do you have a good weekend?
I did. Just got off work. Just did a lot of maintenance around the store today, just because it was really a wreck.
Oh,
looking.
Was it busy?
Well, to an extent, for a Sunday, no. For a Sunday, it was really slow. But our thing was, it was very dusty around, so I had to do a lot of extra work today. I still made some pretty decent sales today, but
good.
At the end of the day, I was more focused on making sure that our store looked clean for the week.
Well, that's good.
And
sure, they appreciated that.
They did. So that's always good. And I don't work tomorrow. And
you know what's going to be interesting is pretty soon you're going to be working for the first time in the holiday season there.
Yep.
And man, that's got to be fun. There's going to be some money flying in there.
Oh, yeah. Some really good commission on that one.
Good.
Definitely.
Good.
Definitely.
That sounds great. And how's school going?
You know, pretty good. I'm keeping up with most of the assignments that I have. And almost done with one of the books I have to finish reading for a book analysis report. And... overall, just keeping up with everything's really been helping me. So
yeah, well, good. No, that's everything. That's life, man. That's just staying on top of everything, you know. Yeah. So it's been a busy week. Marcy and I were heading out to California on Thursday. I think I told you we're gonna go see a concert out there at the Hollywood Bowl. Never done that before.
Really?
Yeah. With Aunt Nikki and Uncle Peter.
I got you.
Yeah, then heading up to Ventura, and then down to Laguna, then back home. So
nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be great fun.
Yeah, that sounds like it for sure.
Yeah, and we got a good dinner coming tonight, right?
Yeah, we do.
You and Marcy planned it.
Yes.
Do you remember what it is? Remember what inspired it?
The Halal Guys.
Yeah, the Halal Guys. And for those who don't know, the Halal Guys are... I didn't even realize this. I did realize they're huge in New York. They're everywhere in New York. But now they have franchises across the country. Not in Michigan, but across the country. And I really wanted to... I'm glad we're having that tonight. I'm so excited. Because what we're having is chicken rice with their classic white sauce.
Right.
And some hot sauce on it as well. And that's one thing I wanted to talk about, especially in regard to wellness, is halal food, Middle Eastern food in general. Just because I found, and I worked in Dearborn for 14 years, and you were out there many times, and we had
many,
many great meals out there. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your favorite was a restaurant called Al Amir.
Al Amir. One of my favorites.
That's a shout out to Al Amir, huge friends of the pod. They've been there since day one.
Definitely.
But what was your favorite thing to get there? Remember?
Fattoush salads.
Yeah, with what on top?
Chicken, right?
Yeah, chicken shawarma.
Yeah, chicken shawarma was on top.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're Yeah, their food is great, and they actually, from what I understand, you know, own the butcher as well. You know, so all the halal meat, you know, comes through their butcher, and it's extraordinary. So, Marcy made the white sauce and the chicken and rice, and it's just glorious. And
didn't we get that? I don't know if it was Alamir or somewhere else from Dearborn specifically. For that one Three Sisters event that was almost a year ago. We sure did.
Yeah, I believe. Oh, that was, I think, from a place in Troy.
So it was a place in Troy.
Oh, wait, no, it had to have been. No, you're talking about when we were in Detroit last year.
Yes, Detroit.
Yeah, we had the event at the Congregation. Shout out Congregation. If you haven't been there, you got to go there. It's beautiful. And the Rectory, their new pizza shop. Haven't been there yet, but they're great people. That food came from Hamido, Hamido. Hamido is the best. Hamido and Alamir, that's all you need to know. Those two places are extraordinary. And I just always, I mean, I would go to these places all the time for lunch and otherwise, you know, dinner, because I found it very healthy, you know?
Yeah, I love Middle Eastern food for that regard too. And even eating the meat, like the red meats in Middle Eastern, like some of the beefs,
yeah,
like I don't feel overly full after them. No. Well, I feel filled up for sure, but I don't feel sick.
Yeah, I mean, you can go real, you can go carb heavy if you want to really lean into the pita bread and the rice, but you know. It seems when they put out something, I think it's called like a mezza, where it's a spread of multiple different things, and there's a lot of vegetables out there, from the Lebanese and fattoush salads to tabbouleh and the turnips. I don't know. Yep. I think it's really fun. I think it's really glorious, and I can't wait to have it tonight. Man, you gotta. So they smother this stuff with the white sauce and the hot sauce to taste. But yeah, you got to do that. I mean, I love the chicken. I love the rice. The chicken's been marinating all day. So it's gonna be glorious, man.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be glorious. So what's going on in your world that's caught your eye this week?
Jimmy Fallon was just in Detroit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. He was just in Detroit. He was at the game when they were playing the Bears. He had his show at, I forget exactly where in Detroit.
Yeah, it was either the Opera House or Fox Theater or something like that. It was a nice grand theater. Yeah.
And he had Keegan-Michael Key, I believe Aidan Hutchinson, and...
Oh, wow, really?
You can correct me on that for anybody who is listening. And he had Cade Cunningham on there.
He did have Cade on there.
Yeah.
C-Squared, love that man.
I love how Cade's embracing the Detroit culture.
Yeah, he is.
He really...
And embodying it in many ways. Because
he's not from Michigan. He grew up in Texas.
Yep.
And he went to school in, I believe it was Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. All
the other OSU down south, I'm pretty sure, is where he was from. And they obviously drafted number one overall, high hopes, had some decent years, but really solidified himself as a star in the league now. And
Agreed.
Yeah, and one thing kind of unrelated to like what he was saying, too, if you were to watch the interview, he had this really, really nice chain on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was from, I sent you this guy. He's a jeweler from Houston, Zoe Frost.
Oh.
He made that chain, and it was kind of like some type of diamond. I don't know exactly what specific stone it was, but it kind of looks like the tennis chain I have on now, but it was linked differently, and it had a link going down as well.
Yeah, do you think this is something that I should... purchase for myself for Christmas and tell Marcy about the expenditure later?
Maybe it's something you can get for her or your son.
Oh, maybe we get for all four of us.
Contact Zoe Frost ourselves.
Rock that, yeah. Just slide the credit card.
Slide the credit card. Let's see what happens.
She could, she'll love it.
Oh, I bet.
No. Yes,
but
Marcy is wonderfully frugal. She's
for sure.
Yeah, smart with money.
Oh yeah.
And what we're talking about is not smart with money, which is
no. But at the same time, I can appreciate it for looking good and working in the industry as well.
It's you really know what? Nice. If you're Kate Cunningham and you sign a $200 million contract, go ahead, get the chain. Right now, I'm rocking sterling silver. And it's
you're actually not rocking sterling silver.
What am I rocking?
You're rocking stainless steel.
Stainless steel. Goddamn right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I sold you.
Yep. Only because they're out of aluminum, I mean, or whatever.
The chains I got on are gold.
Wow.
And then,
gold plated.
Gold.
Ah, Jesus Christ! All right.
Gold.
Don't do that.
Oh. These were purchased from years ago, and then this tennis chain right here. This tennis chain I have on right now is. I want to say moissanite, and then the pendant.
Well, the chain's not moissanite. The
stones on there are moissanite. Yeah. Yes.
So.
And then the pendant is cubic zirconia.
Well, the stones in the pendant.
The stones in the pendant are cubic zirconia. Correct.
But the metal is not gold in that.
No, that is sterling silver gold finishing because I know for a fact that if it were genuine gold, it would be in the 700s. And
it's too much. It's dumb.
It's too much. But when I got these chains, that's when gold was at a lower.
Save your money, everybody out there. All the kids want to buy a chain, unless you're buying it from Aiden, giving you a commission. Put it into goddamn bank. You know, an index fund.
Right.
Sit on it for years.
Or
you know,
if you were to purchase gold, keep it around.
Yeah, gold's I mean, good. But you know
thing.
What?
But think about it too. If you don't want it in the next couple of years, that price tag's going to appreciate.
Yeah, no, gold as an investment is good, but not always gold that you're going to wear. But what else happened on Jimmy Fallon? A couple things that happened that were pretty cool. It's like
he had Keegan-Michael Key on there.
Yeah, talk about the street names. Marcy told me about that. I haven't seen it yet. It was pretty cool.
So he had this segment where he had, excuse me, where he had Keegan-Michael Key have Jimmy look at street names in Metro Detroit and see if he can pronounce it.
How do you do?
Not great.
I heard that Marcy was saying that he and then how did Keegan show him how to pronounce them correctly?
So he thought Livernois was Livernois.
Yeah, which is the French way of doing it.
Yeah, the French way of doing it.
But then how did Keegan educate him? He had the audience do it, right?
Yes, he had the audience do it and then pronounce it, and then the very last one was Gratiot.
Yeah, nice shout out to Gratiot. You know,
yeah, and Jimmy said, "Can we say that in the air?" Like everyone was saying it, and then Keegan's like, "Yeah, it's a genuine street name. It's called Gratiot."
Marcy's dad used to have fun with that name.
Oh, I had fun with it at one point.
Yep,
that's
did.
That's one of my favorites.
We all did. And I grew up not far from there. And another thing that Jimmy Fallon brought up, which I thought was pretty cool, and I didn't see the episode, but I heard about it, was he talked about, and this alludes to our next episode that we'll be doing next week, which is a bonus episode where we focus on burgers, as Jimmy Fallon brought up Miller's Burger from Miller's in Dearborn, which I know your sister's gone to. I'm not certain if you have. And for those
I've seen it around, though. I don't have a recollection if I've had the burger before, but I wouldn't be shocked.
It's a great burger. It really is. This is a blue collar, you know, working person's bar. I haven't been there in a while since I haven't worked in Dearborn, in 5+ years. Yeah. But it was great. I mean, it used to be, and maybe still is, all cash. And what you do is you'd order your beers, you'd order your drinks, you'd order your burgers, and it's straightforward, like cheeseburger, not cheeseburger. No frills. They'd serve it on wax paper, and then you go up to the bar,
really,
and you tell the guy what you had, and then you pay him in cash.
Oh, so kind of like Lumpuma's.
It's cash,
in a sense, when it comes to the cash part.
Yes, when it comes to the cash part. And
that's old school.
Nice and simple. Yeah, this place is all old school. And the burgers are great. So, everybody stay tuned next week. We have a bonus episode where Aiden and I, we break down the burgers of the Detroit metro area and which ones are winners. We're not going to be saying which ones are losers, but we're just going to be we're going to be telling you all about our journey in Burgerland in Detroit, which has been long and extensive and beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you brought up Cade Cunningham, and one sports story I wanted to talk about this week, which might surprise you, is the you heard about the Europe Cup, European Cup in basketball?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard
of it. Did you hear who won?
No.
Germany, and do you hear who was the MVP of the tournament?
No, but it doesn't shock me that Germany won it.
Okay.
Can't think of many German players in the league.
Dennis currently. Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder won it.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know he was German.
Yeah, and he's a former Piston.
I know he's a former Piston.
And this is guys, and the reason why I'm bringing it up, because again, we're talking about all things good, and so
he's a good story.
This is a great story. It's a happy story, because this is a guy who is what they call a journeyman. He bounces around from team to team, and which doesn't make any sense to me. Which again shows to me some of the limitations of these teams and the long-term planning. I mean, he was playing with LeBron and the Lakers. I don't know why the hell he isn't still there.
Didn't he win that ring with them in 20?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he was on that roster.
Was he?
We can check that, but yeah, I believe he's an
NBA. We could fact check that.
I believe he's an NBA champion.
Okay. I don't know that to be true, but I don't doubt it. But anyway, he bounces around, but he is an extraordinary player, and he just won the MVP in the Euro tournament playing with people that like Giannis, you know, Luka, so many.
Jokic. Yeah. I don't know if Jokic played in that.
I don't know if he did either. I didn't.
Was Serbia in that tournament?
Yeah, I have no idea. I probably. I mean,
because Serbia's in the Olympics, and they're pretty good there. They won the bronze in
24. Yeah, no, I mean, yes, they're part of Europe. So, yeah, one would imagine that they were part of it. I don't know the details. All I know is Germany won. Dennis Schroeder. Again, shout out to Dennis Schroeder, longtime fan of the pod, and now MVP of the European tournament. So I thought that was pretty darn cool.
I didn't even know he was German to begin with.
Yeah, I didn't know either, to be honest. But yeah, so what else is going on this week? Anything fun?
Same old, just work and school. This week, as far as classes go, I don't have to go to Royal Oak. This week is part of that hybrid week where it's over Zoom.
Yeah,
so that's I get to stay home while going to class at the same time. So that'll be pretty nice and relaxing compared to just driving around.
Yeah,
all
less
the time.
Driving. So
exactly,
yeah. And
exactly.
You can get in more workouts maybe.
Definitely. Yeah. So looking forward to all of that. Same old with work. I mean, this week I'm back to working 40 hours after working 45 this week. And, yeah, just the same old grind. Work, school, gym.
Well, that's good.
How about yourself? Good.
Well, I mentioned we're flying out on Thursday. Just trying to enjoy, you know, the last vestiges of this Indian summer, as they call them. You know, it's still kind of nice outside, so just trying to stay outside. Got some work to do, and also just trying to work out and continued therapy on my tennis elbow. I know everybody out there is concerned about my tennis elbow. I appreciate your thoughts and prayers, but my he just rolled his eyes. but have a great physical therapist, Jessica Klein. Not a fan of the pod yet. Soon to be, I'm sure. Hopefully that will help soon. So, but I'm going to keep abusing it on the rowing machine and weights anyway.
You shouldn't, but
I know, but for the love of God, got to do something. There's one more piece of pop culture that I wanted to highlight, for everybody out there. And that is, you know, we're subscribers to New York Times and I love New York Times, but one aspect of it that I really wanted to call out that some may not be aware of is the cooking app. It is a separate app. It's bundled into the subscription. I swear if I had to lose all but one aspect of the New York Times at this point, it would be, I'd keep the cooking app. It has drinks in there. It has, it's an encyclopedia of cooking and how to cook. And we use it on a daily basis, which is pretty extraordinary, given all the inputs that we have, Marcy, right, especially on our cooking practices, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, and the games part is good, and love the style section, all that. So yeah, New York Times, for the win there. I mean, I try to stay away from the politics stuff too much because it's that is not all things good.
No.
But you do what you can. So anyway, so are you ready for the week?
Yeah, I would say so. Are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready to get on an airplane and go to California. That's for sure. That's gonna be really fun. Yeah. But yeah. So do you have a song that you want to play us out with today?
Yes. So the song that I want to close us out with today is by the late great Fat Man Scoop, and I first heard of this artist.
Who is he? Say it again.
Fat Man Scoop is his name.
I'm not familiar.
He passed away last year. He was a pretty big name feature artist, if anything. Like, he was never really known for his solo projects, but he was a really good feature voice. And I first heard of him on a Skrillex track called Recess. And I love EDM and I loved Skrillex.
Yes, you do.
And that's not the song we're going to be playing, even though that was the first time I heard of him. The song by Fat Man Scoop that we are going to be playing tonight to close it out with is Be Faithful. Definitely one song that I've been bopping my head to more recently. Yeah, I just think it's a good vibe. Yeah. I personally enjoy it. It's not like he's not trying to rhyme like Biggie or Tupac. He's just a guy out there like trying to get the crowd involved, which is something I appreciate.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, you know what? I forgot one thing. A couple important things, actually. Some house cleaning here, as they call it. Housekeeping. I got an analytics and data update from Marcy to our listeners. Do you know that we have a listener in Brazil?
A listener in Brazil? No
kidding. We have listeners in Brazil, and we have listeners in England, and now the number, you're going to like this, the number, we're big in West Africa.
We're big in West Africa.
There's downloads in Benin. So shout out to mon frère, Bienvenue, and ma belle Annie, and Judith and Sandrine, and everybody down there in Benin that's knocking it out and learning, getting their English even sharper.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
It is really cool. And also shout out to Ava for having a great day of rugby today.
Yeah, did you see that? Did you see the TikTok of?
I did not see the TikTok.
I'm gonna show it to you after the pod, but it's hysterical. It shows the whole team before their game and then after their game. Ava was the only one to say their first and last name. Everybody else just said, "I'm this name, just my first name." Ava proudly represented the O'Neill last name.
Yeah, she's a real deal O'Neill. She's the OG real deal O'Neill, you know?
OG real deal O'Neill, yeah, as if she's right. Not the youngest.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were the big, you were the big deal O'Neill, and she was the real deal O'Neill. That's how I always broke it down. But yeah, no, that's, you know, she represented, but she had a great game today. Yep. They took it on the chin, but she... you see a picture of her knocking down that one
yes.
Poor girl?
Yes. Yeah. And this is against Ohio State, right?
Yeah, I don't like saying that those words.
Yeah, I hate them too.
I just don't want to talk about them.
I mean, no offense. If we get listeners in Ohio, it's no offense. We're just...
No, we don't want them.
We don't want them, but at the same time, if you're listening, good for you.
Turn it off and go away and
make the right decision and move to the state up north.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we have the Great Lakes.
Exactly.
And a Great Lake that doesn't catch on fire.
Yeah.
As in Cleveland, that would probably happen.
But. Did you ever hear what they call it, Cleveland, at one time?
What was it?
I think they called it a mistake on the lake.
Yeah, so, that's what that was. Yeah, I heard about that.
But you know what? In all serious, though, Cleveland's pretty damn cool.
It's not Detroit, but it's cool.
No, it's, what do they say? It's Detroit without the glitter. I don't know.
Exactly.
It's fine. Or Detroit's Cleveland without the glitter. You can say it either way. But either way, whatever. We love you, Ohio. Tune in. We just don't like Ohio State. All right, let's play the song and get out of here. I love you, son. You ready for a good week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's bring it. All right. Out. You got a $100 bill. Get your hands up. You got a $50 bill. Get your hands up. You got a $20 bill, get your hands up. You got a $10 bill, get your hands up. Single ladies, I can't hear y'all. Single ladies, big noise. Single ladies, I can't hear y'all. Single ladies.
along. I can't hear y'all.
This is Two Agency Production, recorded and edited by Aiden Big Deal O'Neill.